Psalms, week 1, day 4, headings in the Psalms. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he ran away from the face of Absalom his son. O Yehovah, how are my adversaries multiplied? Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Yehovah, art a shield for me, my glory, and he who exalts my head. I call to Yehovah with my voice, and he answers me from the mountain of his holiness. Selah. I lie down and sleep. I awake, for Yehovah supports me. I will not fear myriads of people who have put themselves against me all around. Arise, O Yehovah, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the jaw. The teeth of the wicked thou hast broken. Salvation belongs to Yehovah. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Selah. Historical, musical, and topical headings in the Psalms. Shigayon of David, which he sang to Yehovah on account of the words of Cush, the Benjaminite, Psalm 7. Shigayon is a musical notation, although we don't know exactly what it means. The next one, to the victor of the servant of Yehovah, of David, who spoke to Yehovah the words of this song in the day that Yehovah rescued him from the palm of the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Psalm 18. A psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. Psalm 30. Psalm 34. Of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, and he drove him out, and he went. Psalm 51. To the victor, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came in to him, when he had gone into Bathsheba. Psalm 52. To the victor, a maskil of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said to him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. Maskil means a type of psalm giving intelligence. Psalm 54, to the victor, upon Neginoth, a maskil of David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, does not David hide himself with us? Neginoth are musical instruments that were strummed. Psalm 56, to the victor on Yonath Elam Rechokim, a miktam of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath. Yonath Elam Rechokim is probably a musical instrument, the name of which literally means a silent dove in far-off places. Miktam is a Hebrew word of uncertain meaning found in the headings of six psalms. Psalm 57. To the victor, Al Teshketh, a miktam of David when he ran away from the face of Saul into the cave. So that's Psalm 57, Psalm 59. To the victor, Al Teshketh. Al Teshketh means destroy not. A miktam of David, when Saul sent and they kept watch on the house to put him to death. Psalm 60. To the victor, on a Shushan of testimony, a miktam of David to teach. When he quarreled with Aram Naharaim, and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and smote 12,000 of Edom in the ravine of Salt. So Aram Naharaim means a province of Syria called Syria of the Two Rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, and Aram Zoba is another province of Syria. Shushan is a musical instrument that means lily. Then we have Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. And Psalm 142, a maskil of David when he was in the cave, a prayer. And then concerning the musical notations in the Psalms, we read in Arcana 8337, as by correspondence, all instruments signified the delights and pleasantnesses of spiritual and celestial affections, many of the Psalms of David have an inscription, and it is told how they are to be sung, as upon Neginoth, upon Nechiloth, upon the octave, Shigayon, Getith, Muthlaban, Sheminith, Shoshanim, Mahalath. Questions and comments. Number one, what does it add to Psalm 3 to think of David praying this way as he fled from his son Absalom? Which verses especially reflect this heading? Number two, can you imagine Jesus praying in the words of Psalm 3 when the hells were attacking him? Number three, can you imagine yourself praying in these words? Which verses especially? Number four, how many of the incidents mentioned in the headings do you recall from the stories of David in the first and second books of Samuel? Number five, the heavenly doctrine gives the spiritual meaning for the headings in the Psalms. How do these references to the stories of David strengthen the Psalms? Number six, isn't it cool to imagine the Psalms being sung and played on various kinds of instruments to bring out various kinds of affections?